Well, the Test Kitchen is Kansas City's newest underground supper club. Yes, I said underground supper club. It's a playground of sorts for rising chefs to ply their trade and do a little experimenting, too. The Test Kitchen has been described as a one-night culinary love fest, a secret dining society, if you will, and that's a concept that intrigued us enough to want to talk about it. With us here is Jenny Vergara. She's founder of the Test Kitchen and Vagabond Pop-Up Restaurant. And Jenny, nice to have you.
Welcome. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Also here is Chef Sam Daigle. He's a sous chef at Blue Stem, and he'll be the chef featured at the next Test Kitchen. That's on Monday. Sam, nice to have you, too.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And still with us is Neil Witte from the Boulevard Brewing Company. He's been kind enough to pour us some chocolate ale. And you guys have a little sip here?
Absolutely. Yep.
How'd it work for you, Jenny?
You know, chocolate ale, perfect for Valentine's Day. I mean, woman everywhere is thanking Boulevard for figuring out what to give their man for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Sam, what do you think?
My first time having it.
Mine too.
It's good. Smooth. I like it. I enjoy it.
Yep. Really smooth. Yep. The chocolate makes it smoother, doesn't it, Neil?
Well, the chocolate definitely adds a different dimension. You know, what we wanted to do with this beer is create something that was not your typical chocolate beer. A lot of chocolate beers are based on like a porter or a stout that has a lot of roast malt that gives you kind of a chocolatey characteristic to begin with. But what we did is we made a more of an amber ale that didn't have any chocolate character to begin with. So the chocolate really comes through the natural flavor from the cocoa nibs.
Well, my goodness. Is it still hard to get this stuff? It used to be, you know, a run on stores when the trucks went around town, or is it more available these days?
Well, it's a lot more available. We made a whole lot more. We made as much as we possibly could this time around. The bottles may be difficult to come by right now, but there's plenty of bars and restaurants. You go to your local bar, restaurant, and a lot of them will still have it on tap.
Well, Neil, so good to have you here. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Neil Witte from the Boulevard Brewing Company. Well, let's turn to the whole Test Kitchen idea. And, Jenny, I think lab coats and precise measurements might be involved here. I hear underground supper clubs, and I get an opposing picture, you know, where something, anything could go. What are we talking about here? How wide open is the Test Kitchen?
Well, it's as wide open as a chef's imagination. You know, I don't do any vetting of the menu. It's 100% the chef's menu. So they have free reign to do whatever they want. You know, they could be working in an Italian restaurant and have a real penchant for Thai food, for example. So, whatever they want to bring for my members to taste, I am willing to support that and sponsor that.
Hey, where did the idea for this come from? Is it your idea?
Well, you know, I can't take credit for it. The coast, actually, New York and obviously the West Coast.
It's been going on there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it had been going on for a while. I actually made a trip to Seattle to visit an aunt who introduced me to some supper clubs. Obviously, she had an article in the newspaper she'd ripped out and given to me that had several different supper clubs in Seattle. And so after reading that, I came home and thought, Kansas City needs this. This is something we need to do here. So,
how long ago was this?
The first dinner actually that we did was in 2007. So I'm actually in my seventh year of doing Test Kitchen in Kansas City.
How have I not heard about this until now?
I don't know. Are you a foodie?
Well, I'm not really.
Okay.
But
well,
I've heard a little bit about this.
Sure.
But yeah, sounds like and it's become kind of got a following, right? It's just a big deal in town.
Well, you know, I tell my members, I really let them decide who they want to invite to this, to Test Kitchen. So it's really.
Who they want to invite in terms of the chefs?
Well, no, just in terms of other members that they want in the club. I mean, this is not something necessarily that I advertise. You asked why hadn't I heard of it?
Yeah.
You know, basically it's word of mouth. So food lovers telling other food lovers, obviously, about kind of what we're doing. So I let my members vet who they want in this club. So.
You know, you've got just a great voice. You got a great voice for radio.
You. I appreciate that.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sam, how did you get involved in this?
My GM at Blue Stem is a good friend of Jenny's. And so I just talked to him. I heard other chefs doing it. I told him about my interest in it. And just wanted to get my creativity out, get my food out there, see what I could do. And just told him about my interest in it. And he texted Jenny and we just got it set up.
This is a chance for you to shine here a little bit, isn't it?
It is. Yep. It's just a good chance to get my name out there, my face out there, and my food.
What is your food? How would you describe it compared to somebody else's?
I'm originally from Minnesota.
I like that about you, by the way. Nothing wrong with Minnesota.
Nothing. Except it's freezing.
Yes, it is.
It's freezing cold right now.
Yeah, this time of year.
I grew up hunting, doing all kinds of outdoorsy stuff, so I have some game on my menu. I do fishing, grow a lot of vegetables as a kid. My dad did a lot of gardening. So it's really fresh food from the garden, hunter-gatherer, but it's elegant, it's nice, it's fine dining.
And you have a style that you think is unique unto yourself at this point?
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it right now.
Yeah. That's why it's called the Test Kitchen.
Yeah. 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 I mean, so how big of a deal? You're doing one in the next couple weeks, right?
On Monday, actually.
On Monday.
This Monday.
How big a deal is this for you? I mean, is it something you've been thinking about for a while? And because you're getting yourself out in front of people in town who are really into this, right?
Well, and it's not only that. It's all the behind-the-scenes thing, budgets, labor, things that you have to consider when you run a restaurant. And that's essentially what I'm doing right now is, you know, ordering a certain amount of protein for a certain amount of people, things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Finding out what I need, when I need to do it, and then transporting it to where we're doing it.
Will this be your first time doing it?
Yes, it will.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I am.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, again, it's a big deal.
There's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jenny, how did you come to Sam? How did you get him involved in this?
Well, I should really mention Eric Willey. He is the general manager at Blue Stem, and Eric is who makes me look great at these dinners. He actually comes and helps serve and pour wine. So he was the one, actually, that connected Sam and I. And when I saw Sam's menu, I thought, it's perfect. So I name each of the dinners. Each menu is given a name and a theme to kind of build around.
What's Sam's name?
Sam's menu is called Winter's Bone. And it's named that because he has several protein dishes that are, a lot of squab and kind of small birds that obviously will have bone. There's a venison elk dish that he's doing on his menu. And then also he's just working with all of these fabulous winter vegetables that, you know, we're at the very, very end of the winter vegetable season. And then, you know, spring will be here in March. So the next Test Kitchen will have a whole new set of ingredients mm-hmm. for a chef to work with. So this is the very end of these kind of winter ingredients. So I thought winter's bone is, and snow on the ground.
This is so cool. What are the vegetables you're working with here, Sam?
Lots of roots, beets, carrots, radishes, kohlrabi. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's a big one for me. That's one
Never
of my
heard
favorites.
Of it.
Kohlrabi is supposed to be the hot new vegetable right now.
What is it?
Kohlrabi.
Describe it to me.
I'll let Sam describe
radish,
it.
Radish, cabbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious. Fresh, really? Crisp. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that sounds really great.
Grew up with it, so it's part of what I like to cook.
Now, Jenny, the folks who are coming to Sam's dinner on Monday night, do they know what the menu is? Do they know what they're getting, or is this sort of, it's a surprise thing or not?
No, that's why it's an underground supper club. Really, truly the only secret for our members is the location of where they'll be dining. When I open up a lottery, basically I have the chef's name, a date, a time, and a link where they can see the menu. And then they can choose whether or not to put their name in the lottery or not for the dinner if they're interested in coming.
Now you say lottery. Mm-hmm. That implies you have more people who want to come than you have seats.
You know, I'm very fortunate. Kansas City has really been very open-armed with what I've been doing with Test Kitchen. I have over 4,000 members on my Test Kitchen list here. So any given dinner could have over 100 people. Sam's has a little more because the name Blue Stem is a recognizable fine dining name, and a lot of people would like to see what Sam's going to be doing. So
this is just amazing. So people have to enter the lottery, and then mm-hmm. maybe they get to come.
Right. Right.
Can they enter for themselves and their spouses, or how do you do it?
Right. So when you put your name in the lottery, it's basically for however many seats you want. So if you want 4 seats or 2 seats or 1 seat or, you know, however many you want, you put your name in the lottery and you'll either get all of you will get in or none of you will get in. So
what's this cost?
It's $100. It's anywhere from 5 to 7 courses, although last month I did a 10-course meal with Chef Aaron at Grand Street, so it can vary. But
how many courses?
5 to 7 courses. Yeah. Oh, last month was 10.
10 courses?
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
It was a miracle mile to pull off, I would tell you. I mean, it just you don't realize how many 10 courses is. Even if the portions are small, it's still an awful lot of work to get each and every, you know, dish on the table, drink pairing with it for each and every course, when you're supposed to, when it's hot, when it's ready. So operationally, there's a lot of moving parts when you do a menu that big.
We're talking about the Test Kitchen here on Up to Date this morning. We're visiting with Chef Sam Daigle and Jenny Vergara. She's the founder of the Test Kitchen. If you have questions about all this, 816-235-2888. If you're a member and you've been a member for a while and can describe what the experience is like, I'd love to hear from you. 816-235-2888 or email us at uptodate@kcur.org. You can also tweet us at @kcurUpToDate. Now, the location, Jenny, is secret?
Mm-hmm, that's right. So it's
Even now, it's for Monday nights, it's still secret?
Yeah. They don't know until 24 hours before the dinner where they're supposed to be.
And how do they find out? Smoke signals or what are you doing?
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
No, there's one final email. We call it the confirmation and location reveal email that gets sent out to all the members. And so everyone who has paid and who is confirmed will receive the final email 24 hours prior to the dinner. And then they'll know where they're going. There'll be a map. They'll have dress code. They'll know where to park. All the important details.
Yeah, typically, are we talking about the location being a restaurant?
No, you know, that's the interesting part. I very rarely do a restaurant, and I try not to do personal homes as well. We're in event spaces and rooftops and backyards and farms and anywhere that I can get. We've been at Powell Gardens. I mean, we've been at some pretty prominent places. I did a pop-up at the Nelson Adkins. I mean, just anywhere that has a kitchen that the chef can use. We need a stove, a range, a fridge, a freezer, and a sink to wash dishes. So
now, does Sam have much say into where the location you pick? Is he's the one who's going to be working in that kitchen?
Right. Well, it's never supposed to be some sort of crazy Iron Chef challenge for them. I mean, the intent is not to give them, you know, a fire and a pot of boiling water and have them make stone soup, right? So the intent is really to give them everything they need to make the menu they want. Sometimes a chef will have a menu that just screams a certain theme, and so I will try to get a location that's more thematic. So if we had a Mexican restaurant, I would go to the west side and maybe look for a community center that has a Spanish or a Hispanic feel to it. In Sam's case, you know, I pretty much came to him. Of course, we can't talk about what the location is.
Negative.
But I did kind of come to him with a couple of suggestions. And so we settled on one and moved forward.
Now, Sam, as you prepare for Monday night, I'm wondering how long have you been thinking about this evening and who have you recruited to sort of help you stage this event?
Been thinking about it for a while, probably 2 months, I think, since we've been in contact.
Wow.
So planning a menu. Asking friends, coworkers, anybody I can find, ask if you want to help. If you want to help prep up on Sunday night, or if you want to come in Monday and set up and help plate food and send it out, and we'll have fun.
Yeah, I gather you're not doing this for free, or are you?
I am.
Really?
It's just for us chefs to get our names out there. It's just something that extra to take on. Can always fit more work in the week. So let's let's just get another kitchen going.
Typically, you do these on Monday or Tuesday, slower nights of the week for restaurants, Jenny, or am I wrong about that?
Well, actually, I was just going to say, so we typically do test kitchen dinners on Sunday and Monday evenings because those are the chef's nights off. So if you think about it, these guys work so hard during the week, guys and gals, and then when I ask them to come and do test kitchen, they're basically working their entire weekend, you know, the days they have off. To come and do this. So I'm so honored that they choose to come and spend their time at Test Kitchen on their
That's
days off.
Well, what difference do these Test Kitchen experiences make for the chefs who wind up doing them? How does it affect or impact their careers going forward in the food business here in Kansas City?
You know, you'd probably have to ask a chef that. My hope is, I mean, I do Test Kitchens as my love letter to the chef community in Kansas City. So I would tell you that they can get, obviously, recognition. They can get certainly an understanding about their food. If they're deciding to branch off and open their own restaurant, they might even find investors in the Test Kitchen groups. So it's basically about kind of building a loyal following for what you're doing that you can carry with you. As I tell the chefs that come and do a Test Kitchen, you carry forward with you all of these members now. They are now your raving fans, not just my raving fans or Test Kitchen's raving fans.
Not to put any pressure on our new friend Sam here, but has anyone just sort of flopped?
No, you know, there really hasn't been a menu that's flopped. I always have threatened, you know.
Thanks a lot, Steve,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
If we caught everything on fire, you know, and it all burnt down, we'd order pizza and drink the wine we had. I mean, you know, we'd figure it
Everybody
out.
Everybody would be
I mean,
happy.
But that is why we call it Test Kitchen, is ultimately it's the chef's test to come and cook for our members. So we're open to whatever happens.
Well, Test Kitchens is our topic here this morning on Up to Date. If you want to join our conversation, 816-235-2888. Let's go to John from Kansas City, Missouri, because he's been to a Test Kitchen. John, good morning.
Steve, thanks for taking my call. I'm driving down the road listening to Jenny describe the Test Kitchen. I've had the privilege of making 3 invite lists to these Test Kitchen dinners, and they're fabulous. My wife and I rank those dinners as our most special dining experiences in Kansas City. Not only is the food great, but Jenny as a host is superb. And so anybody that's thinking about getting on the list, do it. It's an awesome experience.
Well, John, what makes it so awesome? Walk with me a little bit on that. What does she do that turns this into a night that you remember for a long time?
Well, one thing is you all sit at the same table. It's a long table of 20 or 24 people. And so you get to meet the people on either side of you. And everybody there is a foodie. And Jenny will generally introduce the chef and he'll talk about his passion for food and the idea or the inspiration for the menu. And then throughout the dinner, Jenny will just come around and talk to everybody, as does the chef. And it's just a very relaxing, but it's very informative, and it's just out of this world food and wine.
Oh, that just sounds like a terrific description, John. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking my call. Bye-bye.
You bet, yeah. Let's go to Rich from Minneapolis. Rich, you're on UpToDate. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let everybody know, if you're thinking of going to the Test Kitchen, absolutely do it. I've known Sam since he was a baby. If there's a kid that knows hunting, bringing hunter-gatherer and putting it on the table, he's the guy.
Where did his interest in food come from, Rich?
Well, we've had a group of people, his parents included, that we knew from college, and it was called Meal of the Month. We'd get together every month and enjoy food and beverage and each other's company, and Sam got into cooking then as he got older.
And who is Rich to you, Sam?
Rich is one of my parents' college friends, a mentor in life to me, really nice guy.
Oh, that's neat.
Thanks,
that's
Rich. Neat. Good to hear from you.
I'm glad you called, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Hey, how did you get into all this, Sam? What was the draw for you to become a chef?
A pot roast. I had a pot roast once, and it changed my life. Really, really close family friend of mine of ours, traveling partner with my dad when they were in college. He's passed away now. He made a pot roast once. My parents were out of town, and he's like, I got to go, but you guys have to finish this, set the table, and put everything out. And my mom was going to be home later that night. And we did it, and, you know, it brought tears to her eyes, you know, and we felt accomplished, me and my brother, that, you know, we made this pot roast. And it just happened to be one of the most fantastic pot roasts I've ever had in my life. And
what did you do to it to make it so good?
I did absolutely nothing.
It just came out the right way.
Yep, and it just... something inside of me. Yep. This is what I want to do. I might have been 10.
Yeah. Well, for you, what's the great challenge in it? I mean, what keeps you at it sort of year after year?
This job, I can go into work every day and learn 10 new things and still be behind the learning curve. And that's, honestly, it sounds bad, but it's the best thing there is. This industry is always evolving. There are always new flavors, new combinations, new techniques. You can't catch up, and it's the best part is learning all of it.
Wow. How do you keep up with all that?
Push.
Yeah. Yeah.
Push yourself.
What did you learn in the last couple of weeks that you hadn't known before? Can you describe something that you've, even a veteran chef like yourself, just picked up that you now sort of recognize as something you need to do better or do differently?
Lots of things. Actually, Bluestem just got a new chef de cuisine, Andrew Longress. He spent some time at the French Laundry, which is the mecca of cooking.
Yeah.
And he's a wizard. This guy is extremely, extremely intelligent and little things every day, how you can just take Bermonté. It's just emulsified melted butter, and you can keep anything at the temperature you need it at, or how to make sauces smoother and cleaner tasting, and how sugar and salt need to be used in cooking, even in the savory side. And
that's interesting. Yeah. For you, what's the most challenging type of meal you put together typically? Is there one that still sort of you find a little bit of a push to get over the hill on?
Not really anything specific, you know, as far as meals go, but changing, you know, we change our menu quite often. It's not just seasonal, but adapting to those changes every day is really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something to overcome and not get stuck on something. Well, I did it this way. Okay, but we're going to do it this way today. And just rolling with the punches, essentially.
How many hours a week do you put in?
Upwards of 60 or 65.
So you're hitting it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've been at Bluestem how long?
16 months.
Yeah. Is that a long time in your business or not really?
It is. It is, you know, anything over a year, I think, is pretty substantial. You know, when you look at the turnover rate of employees in this industry, just due to the hours and the grind that it is.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, we haven't told our listeners maybe the piece of information they maybe want most after talking about this for half an hour, which is how you connect with what you do.
Mm-hmm. So to become a member of the Test Kitchen, you simply have to go to www.testkitchenkc.com and sign up. Once you're on my email list, you'll start receiving the emails that come out about once a month. So
you don't have to pass a test or anything.
Oh, I give the illusion that you're being vetted somehow. But the truth of the matter is that we welcome everybody who wants to come and join us.
Yeah. Well, what a great conversation. Chef Sam Daigle from Bluestem and Jenny Vergara, founder of the Test Kitchen. What a great conversation. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Sam, good luck on Monday. We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.